Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Shed a tear 'cause I'm missing you. You're still alright to smile. Girl, I think about you every day now. There was a time when I wasn't sure. You set my mind at ease. There ain't no doubt you're in my heart now.
Make me cry.
No complaints here.
None whatsoever.
God bless. That family meeting paid off.
Apparently. Yeah, it did. Well done, Megan.
I think I still went rogue.
I love this song. I love this version. I love the original, too. I mean, I absolutely love Guns N' Roses.
Is that like a conflict at any time where you're like, I liked the original, but damn it, I like this one better.
Like, All Along the Watchtower by Hendrix is a cover of Bob Dylan, and it's... Bob Dylan even said, that's Jimmy's song. He owns that one.
I will chime in with, and you're going to groan, but Rascal Flatts' Life is a Highway is better than Tom Cochran's.
They're both terrible. How about that?
Life is a highway!
I knew you weren't going to be happy about that.
Drown Ben out here.
Yes. Turn his microphone off. With his hot Rascal Flatts takes. For the love of God.
I was not expecting that.
Nor was I. The sweet part about this is that his daughter, Tony, wanted to learn the Guns N' Roses version on the guitar. And so they sat down and worked it out together. And he was teaching her how to play the song. And he ended up recording it, and it's just a perfect cover.
By the way, for everyone who's listening and going, who is this?
It's Chris Cornell.
Chris Cornell.
The great Chris Cornell.
I've been listening. He has a posthumous album of covers that
so good.
Is out, and there are several great versions of songs that you know and love already. And you go, I didn't think that song could be done anywhere near as well, but he might have done it even better.
It's one of the best.
We're talking to John Lennon's... The Wheels.
Watching the Wheels.
Wheels go round and round.
God, that's great.
Did a great cover.
He does
of
Nothing
one.
Compares to You.
Oh, it just crushes you.
Yeah. So good.
Crushes you.
Really good stuff.
I think I may have said this before. We've talked about Chris Cornell plenty of times on the show. I think he's got the best voice of any artist I've ever heard.
He's probably up there for me,
too. It just hits, man.
Yeah. So good, Paulie. Well done, sir. That is not a Rick Dees number one hit either. So well done, Paulie Dees.
You're not, you don't listen to the advice. You're not that patient of a person.
It's a great
good observation.
Yeah, I'm not. I kind of want it my way when I want it.
I'm the patient one.
You're more patient. Yeah, you are. You are. That's fair.
Learn
I'm not
patience.
Very patient.
I've learned patience. Take the bad news in stride and
I don't do
move
that.
Move forward.
I don't do that. I like to butt heads.
Ryan Dutcher got bad news yesterday.
He did. He was not very pleased yesterday.
Yeah. He'll adjust and adapt and move forward.
Ben explained to me what the potential roadblocks for the Aztecs are, Ben.
So the Mountain West Conference, lovely outfit they really are.
you've seen it all.
Fantastic.
Take a gun, just point it at your foot, pull the trigger.
Yeah.
That's what they do. This is what they do. The goal, really, of a good basketball conference, you want to get as many teams into the NCAA tournament as possible. It's good for the brand. It's also good financially because the conference gets paid year after year based on the number. The payout of the tournament is based on the number of teams you get in. So you get four teams in. That actually extends for several years. You get more money coming in to the conference. So whatever you can do to get more teams in would be great. So the fact that they're making San Diego State and some of the other top teams now make up missed conference games next week, including San Diego State will have to play at UNLV, the Thomas and Mack Center, next Wednesday in a game that cannot help the Aztecs. It can only hurt the Aztecs. It is simply a landmine sitting there that, by the way, the Aztecs don't want to play. UNLV, according to the UT sources, say they don't want to play a game either. No one wants to play this game, yet they're making them get on a plane, go through an airport, COVID, go to a hotel, play a game that no one wants to play, and then come back. And then the NCAA tournament, the Mountain West tournament coming up, who knows? They've been lucky. They've avoided COVID all season long. It's just it's fraught with perils to have to do this game. Or you could just play your last two home games this week, the big games against Boise State, and then, hey, we're good. We're done until the Mountain West tournament. Take a week off and then come back and play again. But no, now they're going to have to travel again, risk injury, risk COVID, risk a loss that damages their resume for the NCAA tournament if they don't get the automatic bid. It's just a lose-lose situation for San Diego State, but they've got no choice because the Mountain West says so.
They have to do it.
They have to do it.
Mm. So yeah, worst-case scenario, dropping that game, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's
could squarely put them on or off the bubble for the NCAA tournament.
What's UNLV right now? Are they
500? They're they're like 187 in the net rankings. Aztecs
so
are like
really
24.
Doesn't help you that much, but
it helps you nothing at all to win.
But it absolutely devastates you if you lose.
The Aztecs have no bad losses. Their worst loss is like top 60 net. So they have no bad losses on their resume.
Wow.
And they won't because Boise's high. So, you know, win them both, split them both. Even if you lost them both, it's not going to kill you this week. Because they're such, you know, it's a good opponent. But you play UNLV, you lose, that will kill you. That'll devastate you. So I can understand why Brian Dutcher, not a big fan, going, guys, don't you want all of the teams that can to get in?
Well, okay. So, you know, I don't think I'm a jerk for asking this, Benny. But when we had Dutch on a few weeks ago, and he was, like, looking to schedule games, he was like, I'm going to get Gonzaga and, like, all these huge games, right?
Good opponents. He wanted to play good teams, top 20 net teams. I don't want to play anyone unless they have they're a really good team. Where
because it's not going to devastate us.
It's going to be
okay. That's fair.
He wasn't going to play a team that was way below them in the rankings. So.
Okay, well you got to beat them.
What you say. At least they're not making them make up both games
right.
Because they missed two of them in the beginning of January when UNLV was on a stoppage. So they're only having to play one of them. You just got to go take care of business.
Take care of business.
Follow your protocols. Get in. Get out. Get the win, and then move on and get ready for the Mountain West tournament.
Minor hurdle, but an annoying hurdle. You know, it's that meeting in the middle of the week that you just don't want to do, but you just knock it out and move on. Just handle your business, though.
So that's the latest on San Diego State. They now have three regular season games remaining instead of two regular season games.
All right.
Remaining.
Thank you for the Ben-splanation.
Tomorrow's a big one, though, against Boise State at home. They did get the good news is they were given the two forfeit wins.
Oh, they were
against New Mexico in conference play. So now just their conference record is 13-3. Boise's 14-3. So the big, huge games at Viejas Arena tomorrow and Saturday against the Broncos. All right, so that's a little Aztecs. We'll get back to the Padres coming up next. Buster Olney, who Padres fans, I think. Believe Buster only hates their team.
Has an axe to grind.
Yeah, a grudge, something in the past. They think, like, why is it always bad news from Buster about the Padres? Buster actually went counter to what you would expect yesterday in a column at ESPN.com. I wanted to discuss that. Coming up, it's Ben and Wood. Stick around. San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.